1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert wasted no time responding to President Biden's congressional speech. In a release, Boebert said the president ignored the things the American people needed him to address and instead offered empty platitudes. That mobile vaccine bus making stops in the Grand Valley next week is also making stops at the Mesa County Fairgrounds in Dubuque, Colbran, and the Gateway Uniweap Fire Protection District. If you live in one of those areas, you can find the schedule at mobilevax.us. CSU is requiring COVID vaccinations for faculty, staff, and students at its Fort Collins and Pueblo campuses for the fall semester. The decision expected to be finalized when the Board of Governors of the CSU system meets May 6th. The University of Colorado system followed CSU yesterday afternoon, announcing it will require vaccines to attend its four campuses. How has COVID impacted your business? That's what the Grand Junction Chamber of Commerce wants to know. The group putting out its eighth flash poll since the beginning of the pandemic. They particularly want to know about the free-to-choose phase in place in Mesa County. The survey available through May 10th. Xcel Energy wants to change the way it bills for electricity, reallocating costs among customer classes. The Public Utilities Commission is taking comment in a remote public hearing May 13th. The PUC says under the plan, Xcel's annual revenue would not change, but there would be different bill impacts for residential and business customers. You can comment through the PUC website. The Little Blue Creek Canyon Improvement Project is officially underway. Regularly scheduled Highway 50 closures go into effect today. The work continues through November of 2022. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.